The Clay Millen Show is presented in part by Int Credit Union, with locations in Fort Collins, Loveland, Greeley, Windsor, and Timnath. Visit ent.com. Insured by NCUA.
It's the Clay Millen Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza.
It is officially game week for the Colorado State Rams as they get set to host Washington State coming up this Saturday, 5 o'clock. I am beyond excited. I didn't think we'd ever get here, but I do that every year, and somehow, some way, we get here to game week. Clay Millen, welcome again to KFKA, our second installment of the Clay Millen Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Clay, my man, ready to rock and roll. I know you guys are switching your focus now 100% into that game week mode.
Yes, sir. I can't wait.
I'm looking forward to this one, man. This is so many games, so many interesting storylines surrounding a lot of the football teams we cover. Perhaps none more interesting to see what you guys do in year two with Fort Air Raid, year two for you with Colorado State and Jay Norvell and Matt Mummy. It doesn't get any better than this, man. And I'm expecting a crazy crowd on Saturday. I think it's going to be a blast.
Yeah, no, I'm super excited. You know, it's our first time being back out there, and I think that, you know, we're just a totally different team than we were last year. You know, we had a bunch of young guys offensively, and we just got a lot of older transfers that have come in, and I feel really good about them. You know, we got Down, obviously. We got a whole bunch of linemen, veteran linemen transfers that have done a great job this spring and fall. So I'm really excited about them, and I think this will be, you know, a whole different experience than we had last year. You know, I don't think, you know, with all the talent we have, there's no reason why we shouldn't be one of the best teams in this conference. And I truly believe this is a totally different team. I think that, you know, everyone's all jacked up and is excited because I feel like everyone has the confidence, you know, looking around the roster and looking in the locker room and feeling like we're a much different team, so I can't wait.
Well, and you look at this Washington State team. You know, they were a solid team last year. I think they finished the season 7-6. They go to a bowl game. But this is a game that we've all talked about where, you know, we're talking conference realignment and, you know, making sure everything looks good when you make that, whether CSU's making a pitch to move on or the Mountain West is making a pitch to become stronger. This is a huge game, Clay, not just for the Colorado State Rams. I mean, this is one of those games that I think the entire Mountain West Conference looks at and says, yeah, if CSU can show out really well against Washington State, that's only going to bode well for the conference as a whole. So there's just a lot of big conversation surrounding this weekend.
For sure, yeah. I think it's definitely an interesting conversation to have around, you know, college football with, I mean, obviously Washington State, not really sure what's going to happen with the future with the Pac-12 and, you know, all the teams leaving the Pac-12, it's kind of up in the air. So that's definitely interesting for college football. But personally, you know, I'm not really focused on that right now. Just kind of focused on Wazoo and, you know, all the conference realignment stuff can kind of, you know, handle itself after the season. And that's something that I could put some thought to after the season. But right now, I'm all totally locked in on playing Washington State.
Yeah, this game, a lot of people are going to be able to lock into this game. If you're not going to the game for some reason, we got it nationally televised. It'll be on CBS Sports Network. I believe we're going to catch up with Randy Cross a little bit later on, who will be doing a color for this game. What is that? What is a week like this for you? What's it like for you, Clay, and the rest of the team? Because when you get national exposure, you got ESPN covering the CU game on September 16th. You got CBS Sports with Washington State. Does that change a lot? Like, are these guys reaching out to you for interviews and things like that for information they can get for their in-game broadcast? What's that like?
Yeah, so this week we haven't had any information they've reached out to us for to us yet. I mean, personally, but personally, I think this year is just a lot different week one than I felt last year. You know, last year it was my first game was against Michigan at Michigan, and I didn't really know what to expect, and there's a lot of nerves. You know, all week I was pretty nervous and, you know, couldn't really pay attention in class or anything, and I was kind of just watching film as much as I could and just thinking about the game the entire time. But I feel like, you know, I feel a lot more relaxed. I feel like this is just another game too. You know, I feel like I've done an entire season for this. You know, it's obviously a huge game and I'm super excited to play, but I feel just a lot calmer. I said this week, you know, there's not really any jitters yet or anything, which obviously on game day they'll come, but I feel like throughout this week, you know, I'll feel a lot calmer than I did, you know, a year ago, the same position.
Well, and yeah, a year ago, you and I were talking, and you were obviously, you know, getting to know all things Colorado State for a long time, and then you start your season at Michigan. So I mean, no one would blame you. I think even the calmest person ever would be a little nervous knowing they have to go to Michigan to start their because I know you were last year or 2 years ago when Nevada was different. But this was it. This was the beginning of your career, and you got to go to Michigan, who turned out to be a pretty good team.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I think that last year was all I could think about all week. You know, even the week before that, I mean, it was kind of like a reality shocker almost, because, you know, you start out in the spring when I first got there. You know, they're saying Michigan's week one, and, you know, your first college start could be at Michigan. And then it came, and it just felt like it came super fast. And, you know, I didn't really know what to expect. I didn't know how the game would feel, how I'd feel in front of a big crowd and everything. So I think last year was just a lot of nerves, a lot of built-up nervous energy I had for that game. But I feel like this week I feel really calm right now. You know, I feel good. I'm excited. A bunch of my friends will be coming out to the game. So I'm super excited because I'm from Washington, and so I've got a lot of friends and close family members coming out, so I just can't wait.
Clay, this has become like a Washington show this week. We talked to your dad yesterday. We're going to be talking to him every week on Mondays, talking
awesome.
CSU, maybe sometimes a little Russell Wilson stuff thrown in there, of course. Got to mix that up. We actually also, we're catching up with, and your dad knows this guy, and maybe you do too, Jacob Sermon. Does that name ring a bell to you? Yeah, starting quarterback for the Bears. So it's like, I'm getting texts from yesterday. They're like, is this the Washington show now or what?
That's funny. Yeah, no, I remember watching, cause my brother played against Jacob Sermon. I think I was a freshman. So he went to Bothell. I remember hearing all about him when he went to Washington, you know, just kind of knew who he was in the area. And then I think in the spring, I actually saw him when I was out hanging out with a couple buddies, so I got to see him. And so it's just kind of funny to see, you know, coming from Washington and then coming out to this area, and, you know, we're all just still here, so it's kind of unique that way.
It really is. As I was kind of, you know, Clay, it takes me a while. I'm a slow learner. It takes me a while to piece everything together, and as I'm talking to everybody, I'm like, wait, there is a darn good chance you guys all know each other. And finally, I figured it out. I'm like a Sherlock Holmes sometimes.
For sure, yeah. No, I knew about him for sure because, you know, I remember him being a high recruit. And just watching kind of his game and learning a lot from him when I was younger, because, you know, he was a senior at the time and I was a freshman. So there's some good stuff to learn from him when I watched him play against my brother. So it's just unique now. Like, you know, he's playing at UNC and he's really close to me. So it's a cool deal.
Yeah, I was joking with Jacob. I was like, we might have to do a crossover show one of these times with both of you guys on. That would be kind of fun.
For sure.
Clay, talk to us about it. You talk about the difference between last year and this year. You know, the nerves maybe aren't there as much. But let me ask you this. At the end of the season, at the beginning, you're going to Michigan. And every game, you got Middle Tennessee still. Every game is like this brand new experience. And then you're at Washington State for that third game. Did you find that toward the end of the season, the butterflies, all that stuff was going away, and it just, when you remove the nerves, it allows more room for focus on your next opponent?
For sure, yeah. I think that after I got hurt, you know, I got to sit a couple games out. I think that kind of just gave me a chance to relax and kind of, you know, just focus more on school, I'd say, for those 2 weeks, you know, 2-3 weeks. Or actually, I think I was out for a month pretty much because we had a bye week. But I think that time kind of gave me a chance to relax, almost feel more like a regular student during that time, and just focus on getting healthy, you know, and just kind of enjoying, you know, a little bit of time off to kind of regroup my mind. You know, I kind of felt a lot of stress and a lot of anxiety for me before. And I think that just that time off kind of gave me a chance to have a different approach once I came back. And I think that once I came back after my injury, you know, I was having a lot more fun. I mean, obviously it wasn't fun losing games and everything, but I think that I had way more of an appreciation to go back out there. So I just think that getting hurt last year really changed my perspective. And I think that this off season too, you know, I've had a different perspective going into practice and a different perspective going to games. And I feel just way calmer coming in this year.
Is that kind of the sense with everybody? And, you know, coaches always seem pretty calm for the most part, but I've even kind of noticed it when I hear Jay Norvell. I was listening to his Monday press conference yesterday. It just feels like there's more of a sense of, this isn't new anymore. You know, we're trying to really establish something here. Last year, we were trying to put the car together. We were trying to piece things together here. Now we're getting this thing out on the road, and we're gonna really test this thing out.
For sure, yeah. I think that, you know, calmness kind of comes with confidence too, and I think that, you know, the coaching staff, I think all the players feel a lot more confident with the team we have this year. So I feel like because we have, you know, so many new guys and an older team now, you know, the team's been together for a year and the coaching staff, this is year two for them. I feel like everyone, you know, from the coaching staff to the players, everyone just feels way more confident. I think that's helping, you know, the entire team stay way calmer. I feel like me personally too, you know, I feel really confident with my guys and I know them, you know, I've been around them for a while. So I just feel a lot more relaxed and a lot more comfortable, and I'm just, you know, kind of motivated for this year. You know, after all the things this off season, watching film, watching tape from last year, I think it was, you know, a little discouraging and disappointing to see, you know, some mistakes I made from last year, and I think that, you know, I watched that a lot, and I feel like it just gave me a lot of motivation because I see some simple stuff that I made mistakes on from last year, and it's like, if I don't make those mistakes, then we can go score a lot of points and win a lot of football games. So I feel like I've really improved myself in some of the areas I wasn't good at last year, so I'm just excited to play.
Yeah, I think I heard Coach Norvell say he was kind of tired of watching last year's film too. You're just ready to turn that page and then eventually get some new film going that you can look into. So I know you guys have just been really diving into all things Washington State.
For sure, yeah. We started last week, and we've been on them right now, and so I'm just really excited to play against them again. I think that, you know, watching the film from last year, it's tough to watch because there's a lot of execution stuff that I feel like we got way better at this spring and this fall that we weren't doing last year, and me personally too. So I just can't wait to get back out there. You know, watching that game gives me a lot of motivation for, you know, this Saturday. So I feel like we're going to be a much different football team than what we showed last year.
I think Rams fans are ready to see it, ready to rock and roll, and it should be in an electric environment Saturday, late afternoon, evening, whatever you want to call it, 5 o'clock. When we come back, we'll talk more Washington State with Clay. Also, since I'm not going to ask you to give game balls of the week out because, Clay, you already gave out your fall camp game balls. I'm not expecting a practice game ball. But instead, I'm going to ask you, what are some things that we should know about you personally, maybe about some of your teammates? We'll have some fun with this next segment. It's the Clay Millen Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza, right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Hi, welcome to End Credit Union.
Oh, hi.
Is that a llama?
Yeah, banking can be a little stressful, so I brought my no-drama llama.
You know, we have hassle-free, stress-free checking. No strings, no drama.
Oh, he likes the sound of that.
Plus, you also earn dividends.
Wow, guess I could have left Kyle at home.
Start banking like you own the place at ent.com/checking. Ent Credit Union, insured by NCUA.
Welcome back into the Clay Millen Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. It's finally game week, getting set for Colorado State and Washington State coming up Saturday afternoon, 5 o'clock. Really pumped for that game. Clay, every time around this segment, typically, Clay's going to hand out his offensive game ball of the week, his defensive game ball of the week. And we're not going to do that this week because it's a week of practice, Clay. I can't do that. You already did your fall camp stuff. And, of course, you gave out your offensive game ball for fall camp to Torrey Horton. You gave your defensive ball to Henry Blackburn. And those are prime candidates right there. Both guys should have some pretty good seasons.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm excited about them. You know, obviously, Torrey's coming back. You know, everyone knows about Torrey, so there's no surprise with Torrey. And then Henry's another guy that's going to be back as well, and he's going to have a huge year. I think that he's a guy that's really smart. He's a, you know, really smart player, and I think that his intelligence really helps him. And I think that, you know, he kind of tries to read my mind almost every single play so he can go, you know, make a pick, go jump routes. And I think that just all off season when he was playing, you know, I think going against him every single day made me feel a lot better. So he's a guy that's going to have a big season.
I know we say it's a cliche, but it does kind of feel like it's that iron sharpening iron. I mean, the defense is good, and you've got some good weapons, and we know when you have a little bit of time how dangerous you can be. So that's where I'm really pumped, to just see how this kind of unfolds when you're going up up against a different opponent.
For sure, yeah. I'm finally excited to, you know, not go against our defense every single day, and I think that, you know, we got a bunch of really good work against them all offseason, you know, in the spring and the fall, but I think that both sides of the ball are now finally ready to go play a team in a different color.
All right, before in our final segment of the show coming up next, I want to get into just a few things that I've noted about Washington State, see if you kind of get the same vibe. I won't ask for the game plan. I'm just putting the note out there. But we'll get what we can from you on this side. But, Clay, one of our great sponsors of this program, one of our partners, is Ent Credit Union. They've partnered up with you again. You do a lot with them, even outside of this show. So they are big-time supporters of Colorado State and this Northern Colorado community. So they're going to be bringing us the game ball segment each and every week. But this week, I thought we could do one of those old throwbacks, getting to know Clay. Is there something that we don't know about you, Clay? We talked a lot last year. I got to know you quite a bit. Is there something weird out there that somebody, maybe not even weird, maybe that's not the right word, but something we don't know about you?
I think with football, something that people just have no idea about me is that I cannot punt a football to save my life. It is terrible.
Okay, elaborate on that. You cut out the last part there, Clay, so elaborate on that just a little bit.
Yeah, so we have this thing called pirate punt where the quarterback, you know, we're in their territory, and it'd be about, you know, 4th and 5, 4th and 10, and the quarterback, you know, could go up, and if they show like they're playing defense and the quarterback could drop back and punt it. And we tried that last year, but I think I hit the lineman in the head a couple times. He took that away, so I just have no ability to punt. So that's something that nobody knows about me.
So we know that's out when we talk about next level and draft talks and all that. That's not going to be in the Clay Millen resume or, you know, the utility belt, so to speak.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe it'll improve, but I mean, as of right now, it's still definitely a work in progress.
Yeah, well, you know what? Hey, I can't kick either, so maybe we could learn together. I did try to convince your dad to try to help me become a quarterback at the age of 37. He said he'd be interested in throwing the ball around with me for a little bit.
For sure, yeah. I think he'd give maybe a couple good pointers, but... yeah, I might be a little too late for that.
What about some of your teammates? Is there, because you're close with a lot of these guys, and now, you know, getting to know you with Torrey a little bit more and some of your good buddies on this team. I know you're close with a lot of the defensive guys, too. Is there one thing about a teammate that stuck out to you, that they were interested in this and you were kind of like, that's weird, or maybe they struggled punting the ball or something like that?
No, I don't. Based off top of my head, something weird. I wouldn't say there's anything that I've seen from my teammates that I'm just like, what the heck? No, I can't say there's something weird. I'd have to think about it. There definitely has been some weird things, but just off the top of my head, you know, I don't think that there's any super weird thing that one of my teammates does.
If you were to, if you were going up, okay, they were like, Clay, you got to do a UFC fight. You got to fight. But it's a duo thing. It's you and another guy versus two other guys. Who's the guy you're picking on your team that's going to come out there and back you up?
Oh, that's a good one. See, I think I would go with Mo Camara or Jack Howell.
Oh, yeah. Good choices.
I would not want to take Jack in a fist fight, so... I'll go with either one of those two, and I feel pretty good about that.
What about you? How much are you helping in this area? Like, are they carrying this fighting team, or can you throw your weight around a little bit, Clay?
I can throw a punch, but you know, there's not a ton I can add to that UFC fight besides maybe a good right hook. But other than that, you know, I think they'll be carrying most of the fight.
Hey, that's all you need sometimes. A good right hook could end the fight instantly, and it doesn't matter how the rest of it would have gone because you end it like that. So I'd pay for that pay-per-view. I think I would.
For sure.
Well, I'm excited for that, and I'm excited for each and every week. This is a fun opportunity. And the reason I thought about the game ball thing for you, Clay, is you being such a good leader for this team, I really noticed it last year how you were like, Brady, I'm bringing in some defensive guys. They had some monster weeks the last couple of weeks. I don't feel like they're getting enough play, so I'm bringing them in here. And that got my brain churning. I was like, you know, each and every week would be cool to hear it from you as a player. Mm-hmm. Because we know the coaches are giving out the game balls, and there's always respect for that. I respect their decisions. But I think it's really cool to get your insight to that, because you're out there on the front lines going to battle with these guys. So I think that's going to be a really fun segment.
For sure, yeah. I'm super excited about it. I think that, you know, a lot of the players deserve, you know, some more attention than they do. You know, obviously, I had my own radio show last year, and just personally, my, you know, thoughts that, you know, I wasn't scoring enough points, you know, we weren't scoring on enough offensively, and, you know, the defense would go out there and do their job, so I felt, you know, it wasn't right for me to get all the attention, you know, when I wasn't scoring enough points. And I think that a lot of defensive guys deserved a lot more credit and a lot more attention from that, so I just feel like it was a good idea to get them on the show and, you know, give them that chance to, you know, be in the spotlight, because they were doing their job last year.
Yeah, I think that's such a great thing. And again, it'll make for a really fun segment each and every week. Let me ask you this one before we wrap up, and then we'll do our final segment on Washington State. Going back to your dad on the Hugh Millen side of things, how much do you guys talk every single week? And how much, when you do talk, is it just about football?
Yeah, I think that, you know, during game week, you know, we'll talk about football, obviously. I mean, in season, you know, we'll talk about football, because he's been, you know, he's played for a long time. You know, he knows a lot of football, obviously, knows the mental approach you need to have in the games, and, you know, just some tips and stuff like that, you know, that we can just talk through. So I think that's really, really helpful to have. And obviously too, you know, it's good to have, you know, conversations outside of football, which, obviously we have too. And I think that once it's not football season, you know, we try not to talk as much about football and just have conversations outside of that. But I think that definitely once it's more football season, you know, a lot of the phone calls are obviously more based on football, and I think that we'll spend a lot of time talking about football. But yeah, that's kind of how our conversations go.
And you guys have such a rich history of football in your background too. So I got to imagine, mm-hmm, that would be difficult sometimes to stray away from the football side of it. But like you said, you guys find a way to get it done.
For sure, yeah.
All right, Clay, when we come back, we'll wrap up this segment here. When we come back, let's put the finishing touches, at least from your side of the spectrum here, looking at Washington State and some of the opportunities that they might possess, or some of their strengths, too. We'll take a look at it. It's game week for Colorado State, and you're listening to the Clay Millen Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. We'll be right back.
Hi, welcome to End Credit Union.
Oh, hi.
Is that a llama?
Yeah, banking can be a little stressful, so I brought my no drama llama.
You know, we have hassle-free, stress-free checking. No strings, no drama.
Oh, he likes the sound of that.
Plus, you also earn dividends.
Wow, guess I could have left Kyle at home.
Start banking like you own the place at end.com/checking. End Credit Union, insured by NCUA.
Welcome back into the Clay Millen Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Colorado State looking to get back at it this weekend to start their season off, hopefully with the bang. The last time we saw these two teams face off, it wasn't the way the Rams wanted it to go down. And again, it's a brand new offense, a brand new feel. There were certainly some growing pains to take hold that first month or so for Colorado State. They lost to Washington State 38-7. But I'm telling you right now, I don't know what the score is going to be, Clay. I'm confident, but I know it's going to be a way different game than what we witnessed last season.
For sure, yeah. I think we're, you know, a totally different team than we were last year. You know, like I mentioned, you know, we got a lot of older guys now. I feel like we're year two now, you know, same team we saw last year. You know, there's a ton of issues we had last year. And I think that all offseason we focused on, you know, fixing those issues. And I think that, Obviously, you know, I had issues that I had to fix too, and I'm continuing to improve on and getting better at. But I think that, you know, just all off season, me personally, I was focused on what I need to do better. You know, obviously sacks were a huge thing that, you know, everyone talked about from last year. That was a huge thing. That would kill drives, or kill points. So me, I'm just focused on, you know, anytime I can, getting the ball out fast, you know, seeing blitz looks, finding ways to get out quickly. And I just think that, you know, as an entire team, an entire staff, you know, we knew the areas that we had to get better at over the off season. And I feel like we've addressed those issues really well. So I feel like, you know, there's a lot of confidence coming in this game, and I just can't wait for us to get back out there.
Clay, when you look at this team, and I know you guys are going to have a lot of film to go over throughout the course of the week, because here it is Tuesday. There's still a lot to learn about what your opponent looks like in Washington State. But some of the things that jump off the page to me, and you see this with like 60% of the teams now every single year, is they're getting decimated by the transfer portal. Some teams will do really well by it, and then they keep some of their core guys. Washington State had a lot of guys go into that transfer portal. They lost a lot of their key playmakers on the offensive side of the ball, a couple of big-name defensive players. And then they on paper, it says they bring in a couple of really good guys from the portal, but you just don't know. So there's a team that's got some similarities. I know Cameron Ward's coming back at quarterback for them, but there's also some big question marks surrounding the Cougars.
For sure, yeah. You know, I think they've got a couple returning guys on defense last year that we saw. You know, they've got two good ends that are really solid players. So it'll be really good for them, and it'll be a good challenge for us. So I'm excited about that. And they also have a good corner coming back, you know. So it'll be exciting to go against him again, and, you know, see our receivers go against him and get an opportunity to play against a, you know, a good corner and go test him. So I'm excited about that. And obviously there's a lot of transfers they brought in too defensively. So it's hard to tell, you know, a ton with transfers sometimes how, you know, how good they'll end up being. We've experienced transfers too, and, you know, you don't always know exactly how the transfer is going to be, so it'll be interesting to see that. But, you know, we're excited. You know, Washington State runs a really similar defense to the one that we have, so there's a lot of the same looks that we see every single day in practice. So, I mean, pretty much the entire offseason, it's kind of like we've had a little bit of preparation for Washington State because we see that defense every single day and a lot of the same coverages. Disguises, so it's been good for me to prepare for this defense.
Yeah, and you mentioned those edge rushers. What is it, Ron Stone Jr., Brennan Jackson? Last year, between those two guys, 22 and a half sacks between those two guys. So you said it right off the bat. You said those edge rushers, got to watch out for them. This is going to be a very good task right off the bat for your offensive line, and in particular, your right and left tackles.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, obviously, you know, like we just said, they had a big year last year. They had a lot of production. So, you know, up front, that'll be a great challenge for them. I feel confident with my guys up front that they're up to the challenge. And so I think it'll be a great way to, you know, for our offensive linemen to go make a statement. So I'm excited for them.
Well, and I'm not asking you to tell us about any weaknesses you might see on this team, but just, you know, nod your head yes or no, or shake your head yes or no. I'm looking at it, and a lot of the things that I've read, and I like to go all over the place. I like to go with the hometown coverage. I like to go with some of the national coverage, the Pac-12 coverage. And you are seeing they're bringing back, they got one of their stud DBs, but perhaps there are some holes in the secondary. Could make for a really fun day for some of these weapons you and I have been talking about for Colorado State.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, for sure. You know, I'm gonna try as much as I'd love to talk about anything, you know, that I see and the film room. You know, it's just another opponent that I'm excited about, and they'll be a good team, a good defense. So, you know, I'm not going to go into any of that detail, sadly, for everyone.
if we see what I just said come to fruition on Saturday, just look up at the press box from down there on the field, and then you and I will make eye contact, and we'll just know. We'll know we had it right and everything. No, I know there's just so much that goes into it, and you guys just, it's like a chess match. You don't want to show your hand at any point possible, and I get that totally, because you want to be able to reserve everything come game day on Saturday.
For sure, yeah. You know, they have a good defense, and I think that, you know, we'll see a lot of the same looks that we see against our defense, and I think that, you know, there's a lot of some good returns they have coming back and a lot of good transfers that should be starting on Saturday. So overall, you know, I'm respecting this defense. I'm just excited to get the opportunity to play against a really good defense.
Yeah. Well, and you know, I think a lot of people are just expecting maybe this team. Maybe there's a lot of unknown about this team, even with some of the guys coming back. The same thing could be said about Colorado State, too. I know one of the big things surrounding Washington State is, hey, can Cameron Ward, that quarterback returning? I think this is their first returning starter at quarterback since back in 2017. So there's a lot of expectations for him. But then there's the worry side if he goes down, because he was sacked a lot last year. I believe that led the Pac-12. If he goes down, we're in trouble. But that can be true for any team. If you go down, we're in trouble. That's just kind of the way it looks when you talk about a starting quarterback to start the season.
For sure, yeah. I mean, you know, personally, I'm just all focused on Wazoo's defense. I'm not really, you know, super focused on what Washington State's offense is going to do and, you know, who's starting for them and everything. You know, I think watching last year, Cam Ward is a really good player, so I'm excited to go play against him too. But I know our defense, you know, they've had a really good offseason, and then they've added a couple good players, and we've got a ton of guys coming back. So I feel really confident with our defense, and I'm just excited to go play against them.
Yeah, well, and that's going to be a lot of fun. I think this is going to be a matchup that provides some fireworks and everything going forward. Clay, I got a question for you that came in a little bit later from our last segment. Wanted to get your thoughts on the new rule in college football. With the clock rule, with the when you get a first down, we're not running or stopping the clock anymore. We're running that clock until inside 2 minutes of the second or fourth. What are your thoughts as a quarterback, Clay? What does that do for you?
Yeah, you know, personally, as a quarterback and an offensive guy, I don't love it personally. You know, I don't wish they didn't add that rule, but you know, it's just something they added. So it's something I'll just have to adjust to and get used to. But I mean, me personally, obviously, I wish that we could have every single second out there that we could just to play a ball. But I think that and I heard a thing that it was like that the new rule only took off like 3 minutes from one of the games this weekend. So I think that some of that time was just used for commercials and TV ads. So me personally, I'd rather just be out there playing. So not a big fan of it, but it'll be something I'll just have to be used to and ready for Saturday.
Is that something you guys have gone over a lot as far as that change? How much does that change your? Because I was thinking about different offenses like Air Force that probably bodes really well if they can just keep running the ball with the clock not stopping. How much of a point of emphasis is that? Has that been with you guys, if you can answer that?
For sure, yeah. I think that depending on the team, you know, it'll be a lot different. Obviously, this offseason we talked about the rule change, and I think that, and then Air Force was talked about a lot, you know, playing against them. Already you have possession to get against them, and I think that even this year now, you know, you might have one less possession just because the clock's going to be running so much that game. So I think that definitely Air Force will have to be a huge factor for that game. But, you know, against Wazoo, obviously they'll throw the ball a lot, and they're not a team that wants to just drain the clock. So I think that the rule against them won't come into a huge effect, but I think that, like you mentioned, you know, Air Force, that'll be definitely a game that we'll have to pay attention to because of the new rule.
Did you take in a lot of college football over the weekend, Clay?
Yeah, I did, actually.
And I was watching, too, and I didn't – as a fan, it doesn't register with me as much. I didn't notice it. It didn't feel any different necessarily, I guess a little faster. But as you're watching it, you're obviously looking at different things.
Yeah, I did. I actually was, you know, looking at the clock to see on big pass plays how many more seconds, you know, I felt like that they were taking off based on the thing. I can't remember the exact number because I remember Hawaii threw a deep pass and the clock was still running, and I was trying to see, you know, how many seconds extra it took off. But, I mean, at the end of the day, it's nothing huge. So, I mean, I'm not too worked up about it. It'll be a couple less plays for us, but nothing drastic.
Yeah, I'm sure you were paying attention to some of those Mountain West games, too. Hawaii played Vanderbilt, lost in a close one there. San Diego State beat Ohio. And then USC and San Jose State. Now, I know the score was 56-28, but my goodness, those teams were going up and down the field scoring.
For sure, yeah. San Jose State, I think they're only down by a touchdown, 1.5. So I think that, you know, San Jose will be another really good team in our conference that will be competing for our championship. So I think that San Jose, and I think that the entire conference just had a good showing this weekend.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited for a big showing from the Mountain West Conference this weekend, and that starts with the Colorado State Rams. Clay, we are pumped for you guys, man. This game, 5 o'clock in Fort Collins at beautiful Canvas Stadium. And for those of you that are not going or you're out of town, whatever, it's on CBS Sports Network. So it's big time. It's going to have a big time college football feel. Cannot wait, man. We just, from here at the station, wish you and the rest of the crew the best of luck this weekend against Washington State.
Yes, sir. Thanks so much for having me.
All right, my man. Clay Millen, the starting quarterback for the Rams. The Clay Millen Show airs each and every Tuesday, thanks to Crazy Carl's Pizza. All right, so he can't say it, but I can. They have holes in their secondary. They got weaknesses in their secondary. If that offensive line, not CSU, if Washington State has holes in their secondary, if CSU's offensive line can hold up, it's going to be a tall task. There's some really good edge rushers on this team. But if they can hold up, then I think that's going to open up some big things for Colorado State. I think Dallin Holker, I'm throwing it out there. I have a feeling not only is he going to get Clay Millen's offensive game ball of the week, he's going to be my player of the week. And that's, again, I know I got CU to think about. I got UNC to think about. I've got Wyoming to think about and Air Force. Yes, I'm throwing Air Force in there. We're talking teams that we care about on the whole show. I think Dallin Holker, game one for the Rams, is going to absolutely go off. I think the middle of the field, he's going to find a way to make something big happen. Because I think with holes in the secondary, I think they're going to need to double up on guys like Torrey Horton. I think they're going to need to bracket a few of these Justice Ross Simmons kind of guys. And then maybe the middle of the field gets ignored and you're relying on a linebacker to provide one-on-one coverage or man coverage there. I am very, very curious to see how the tight end, Mr. Holker, performs this Saturday. I'm not predicting a win for CSU. Picks come on Friday, by the way. Picks come on Friday on the whole show in the 1 o'clock hour. But it's a two-touchdown spread at this point? I had it up there. It's gone now. I thought I saw two touchdowns. But there it is. There it is. Less than two touchdowns. Washington State's minus 12 in this game against CSU. Interesting. I'm just saying it's interesting right now. Could be a big day for this offense for Colorado State. All right, we'll take a quick break. I'll wrap up on the other side. This was the Clay Millen Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Hi, welcome to End Credit Union.
Oh, hi.
Is that a llama?
Yeah, banking can be a little stressful, so I brought my no-drama llama.
You know, we have hassle-free, stress-free checking. No strings, no drama.
Oh, he likes the sound of that.
Plus, you also earn dividends.
Wow, guess I could have left Kyle at home.
Start banking like you own the place at end.com/checking. End Credit Union, insured by NCUA.
Welcome back into the whole show, powered by Chevron. Just heard from Clay Millen earlier. Love doing these shows, man. Insight that you're just not going to get. Now, again, I know they can't give us full insight. They can't give us game plans and things like that. But you know, do your Sherlock Holmes impression. Read between the lines. Just do that when you're listening to some of these shows. I think CSU's working in the lab over there about what they can do to exploit, in my opinion, what I've read up, what I've learned with this secondary. There might be some openings there for the Colorado State Rams. And they're careful. They don't want to tell you anything. Totally get it. 100% fine. But just watch out. Watch out for that new tight end for CSU, Dallin Holker. I don't really like to predict who my player of the week's going to be, but I got a feeling. And it's not that tonight's going to be a good night. It's that Dallin Holker might be my Zvi Brewing player of the week. So, yeah, we'll see on that one. Washington State, last year, ugh, it was ugly. This was the beginning of this, what, third game of the season for Colorado State? And it was a rough go for CSU for several weeks before it even somewhat resembled a team that could get out there and compete. The first couple of weeks, of course, they go up against Michigan. That was a bloodbath, 51-7. Torrey Horton got a touchdown pass, though. Middle Tennessee was the next game, and that's a lot of us just assumed the Rams would win that game. Depending on, you know, looking at where CSU was in the Mountain West Conference and Middle Tennessee. Although coming into the game, there was a lot of people saying, well, Middle, we got to watch out for Middle Tennessee. It's a hungry football team, and, you know, they can find ways to play with the big dogs and pull off some upsets. They have Alabama on Saturday, so that'll be interesting for them. But it was a rough go, first half, Middle Tennessee blowing the Rams out. I think it was like, what was it, 28-0 or something? CSU came storming back, made it interesting. Clay Millen connected with Torrey Horton on three touchdowns, I believe. Still ended up losing 34-19. Next week was against Saturday, September 17th. That was against Washington State, and they lost 38-7 in that game. Now, Washington State scored 21 quick points in that first quarter. Things slowed down a little bit after that, but CSU's offense never really got going, as was kind of the case for most of the season. They started the season 0-4. They lost to Sacramento State 41-10. And I think at that point, Rams fans were like, okay, this is going to take a lot longer than we thought. I don't think any, but maybe there were some people doubting or regretting the Jay Norvell hire at 0-4 and the way they lost those four games. But I don't think there were many. I think you're just going to be those naysayers that want perfection. And if there's not perfection day one, it's over. You made a terrible hire. But I think that, you know, okay, 0-4, you're losing pretty badly. This is probably not going to be the year that Colorado State gets things right. Well, then the next week, you know, Clay Millen's out for that game, but you're at Nevada. There's a lot of trash talk there because the current Nevada head coach was throwing out venom, saying that Jay Norvell was actively recruiting, trying to get guys away from Nevada before he even packed up his final box. And players came out and defended Jay Norvell, and they're like, "That none of that stuff's true." And so that game felt a little more personal. Obviously, it was already personal because Jay Norvell's back at Nevada. CSU wins that game, 17-14. They lost the next week to Utah State at home, but it was a competitive game, 17-13. Avery Morrow went off in that game just like he did in the Nevada game. Then you beat Hawaii. So, okay, now that you started conference play, you were 2-2. Didn't look as bad. The Boise State game was the outlier kind of in that stretch where you started to get some positive things going for your team. But you got smoked 49-10. The streak continued for the Boise State Broncos. But then after that, I feel like that's those final four games, it started to feel like maybe you could make something work here. San Jose State, they lost 28-16. Lost a close one to Wyoming, 14-13. Air Force, 24-12. I mean, still a close game. That's kind of how Air Force plays games, though. And then you shut out New Mexico, 17-0. You get the win. It's a feel-good win that you're hopeful can carry over to the next season. And I guess we're going to find out if, since they won the last game of the season, does that give them momentum going into the very first game of the season against Washington State, and again, a decent football team last year in the Pac-12. I'm not sure what to expect with this team this season. There's a lot of unknowns, but there's a lot of unknowns around CSU. Can that offensive line improve? We don't know. We'll find out on Saturday. All right, final hour of the program. Coming up next, it's the whole show, powered by Chevron, on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.